Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
You are now listening to Wet Wet Wednesday on Monstrous Radio, our live show. With DJ E Monster. Let's go, y'all. You ready? Ooh, wee.
Never seen any girl. I will never break your heart. This girl, you've been down. You've been down from the start. You know where to best start. And you know why. Every time you leave,
yeah,
I know that you're coming right back. Like it doggy style, don't you? Yeah. Every time that we have sex, so damn
start doing the hashtag for Monsters Radio Wet Wet Wednesday 69. I'm just saying, hit us up just a little bit. 424-243-9649. So, hey, I'm going to go ahead and keep it moving on this hump day thing. Just waiting for more people to call in. Looks like we got Miss Stallion Baltimore, which we call her on a Wednesday night. Miss Get it! I hope y'all ready.
I call it rain, keeps falling, and these hoes keep calling.
Yeah, this is where y'all get naked and dance in front of the window.
Got me wishing that we did the things we didn't do.
This is our live show. It's about time. Let me go over here and check in with the lady of the show. You dig? The queen around this motherfucker. Queen Monstrous. That's what we going to call her. All of my monster trick harem. You dig? What's good, Miss Stallion Baltimore? Miss Wednesday night.
I'm still hula hooping, huh? Still hula hooping.
All
right,
now.
What's going on?
You know what I'm talking about.
definitely. Well, I guess I should tell everybody welcome to Wet Wednesday. I don't know if I said that sexy enough, but definitely it's on and popping today. Y'all know today is not only do we have those sexy, seductive topics, but the music that this man plays have me feeling some type of way. You understand? Oh. I just like.
That's what I'm talking about. You dig? I try to play some music that makes you just take your clothes off, go in the front room, open the shades, and just dance naked. You dig? That's what I'm talking about. That's when you're feeling the motherfucking groove. Slow dance by yourself. Put your hands in the
and
air, your nipples jumping. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Get into it. Get involved. Feel yourself. Ooh-wee. Wet, wet Wednesday.
Yep.
So all right, now, there's two things I want to talk about tonight. Definitely, we can figure out what you want to talk about, because I always want to talk about what the women want to talk about. I'm just saying, that's how we get to know y'all better. But
ooh.
I have two questions. One is, does lip size actually dictate what somebody's oral game is like? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You see where motherfuckers pretty as hell. You dig? Or ugly as fuck. We'll say that one.
Oh,
ugly as fuck. They got some big ass, sexy lips. Just make it go, ooh, can I kiss them? Just can I kiss them one time? Just mwah. Just some sexy ass lips. Mwah. Does
some
that
soup
mean
cooler.
That? Right. Some good soup cooler. Us as men, I see it as when she got some set, juicy lips, I'm probably going to get some good head. I'm just saying, do women think that when they see men with big lips, or do y'all just be like, oh, he going to kiss me good?
I don't know, but I'm asking you. Let's put you on the hot seat for a minute. Why is that?
Oh,
why is it that someone, why is it that a woman that has thick lips, as we would say, the soup coolers, why do you figure she can suck dick good?
Them soup coolers look like they would blow good on my bags of soup. I'm just saying, they look warm, you dig? They look thick and full. You know what I mean? Look like they just hug some shit. Can't nothing get away. Ooh-wee. And don't get to humming some music to me on them big old lips. Oh, man. Oh, see, there we go. I'm having a motherfucking flashback moment. I'm just saying, that's what we think when we see them. You know, them lips is warm. You dig? They're going to hug me nice. They're going to treat me good. I don't want no girl with no sleeve stack ass type lips. You're trying to do me. Damn, is it scratching my shit? I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just saying, but you know, they say white girls got to get the best head.
That probably was from white girl that told y'all that shit. I don't know. I beg to differ. I don't know. Really? Hopefully we got some white girls out there and some sisters, some Puerto Ricans, some Asians, some Mexicans, some, I don't know, Guyanese, some old bush women. You dig? Out there riding butt naked on a zebra. Call us up. Let us know who got the best head game and why. I want to know.
Right.
So,
right. Now, to answer your question, I don't think I've never looked at. Now, I've looked at a guy's, and you know, he's had some nice lips, but I don't think anything sexually is more of a kissing thing. Oh, I bet his lips are soft and fluffy. You know what I'm saying? Just
okay.
Really fluffy and soft. But as far as thinking that he got some good head game, because his lips is so big, no. Maybe if his tongue is long or. You know, that's how we think. We looking, thinking about the tongue. How you flick that tongue? Let me see how you flick that tongue.
Okay. Now, I understood that for dudes, but I never understood that for girls. They like to do with the long tongue. I mean, what is it about that that gets y'all? What is it?
Well, I don't even like the top part. I'm thinking about the tip. My thing is the tip. The tip is what I need. That's what I need.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
I need that freaking action.
Okay. I mean, is it that y'all?
The tongue is my purpose.
Look, there she looks. She get, can you hear the emotion in her voice, y'all? She got all giggling. It's what it is. We're going to play some old music, give y'all some time. Hopefully some of these girls are going to call us up and let us know who got the best headshot. So I'm going to play some old music, and I'm just going to keep it real. When I see a girl with some big lips, I'm gonna keep it 10,000. I just think she's gonna put a little more oomph in it.
Lemonade game.
Yeah,
everybody watching
yeah.
this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna chill. Me and you. We'll put that on.
Y'all know what this is.
Love it when you wind on me. When you put it right on me. All the fixes that you make, all the sounds you create. When you put a little, when you put a little bit of thump in it. That's when I lose control. When you put a little
thump
in it. Start squeezing.
Ain't that
shit? When you put a little thump. Tell me how much you love me when you put a little oomph in it. When you put a little bit of oomph in it. Oh, she's so scandalous. With all of everything she do the best. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't no competition. So down with it and so submissive. I'm in awe of you, all of you. You're my mission. Got my mind in a trance. My body's sure to follow. Keep doing that thing you do, go ahead and
love it when you wind on me, when you put it right on me.
Ooh,
all the
pictures
that you make, all the sounds you create. When you put a little bit of thump in it. That's when I lose control. When you put a little thump in it. Start squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little thump in it. Keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little thump in it. When you put a little bit of thump in it.
Don't forget, you can get sexy with us and connect with us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Just so you know, somebody is already over there in the chat room talking with me. They was like, E-Monster, I noticed you got some big lips. I sure do. And you know what?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make it do what it do, baby.
Yeah, we're going to open up the lines right after this.
I'm going to make
sexy.
It do what it do.
Me and Stallion Baltimore. Wet Wednesday. Monster Radio.
Now, baby, I just wanna take your freaking clothes off. Kiss your body while I take your freaking clothes off. Leave them heels on while I take your clothes off. Leave them lights on. Let me see you go on.
Baby, that's my body calling your name. And baby, that's your body doing the same.
So act right. Don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. Act right, don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. Now what you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired up. Get your rodeo wider, baby girl, lift them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm a fucking riser. What you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up.
Do what it do tonight, Miss Stallion Baltimore. Nigga,
yep.
In this motherfucker. that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about the lip size described oral sex game. Now, we got some people over here in the chat room. Now, they is like, well, E, what it is about men and long tongues is we think if he know what he's doing, oh, wow, okay, okay. She said, one, he can lick real good and lick and give her some penetration. Okay, that's one. She said, lick, click the booty, click the booty. How did I not know she was going to say that shit, you old freak? It is what it is. So, I mean, is that what it is with the tongue to women? You know, you think he going to lick and click the booty, click the booty. What the fuck is with that shit anyway? Did it, when I hear women say that shit, what the fuck is that shit about anyway?
I don't know. I'm not into nobody licking my ass really on the cool, but if you want to, I ain't gonna stop you. But I'm just saying. Definitely. And then I guess the thing is, what she's saying is, and tell her to, if she's listening, to correct me if I'm wrong. It don't be all sloppy. Like they head don't be all in there. You got that reach. You know, when they don't mm-hmm. have the reach. Their head all in there, you hear all that. Like, damn, were you drowning down there or something, nigga?
Okay.
they got that long tongue and they got that reach. And that whereby mm-hmm. they can go into the other with no issues and no problems. I don't got to lift up for you. I don't got to, well, nothing. You can do it all yourself because you got that reach.
Mhm. Okay, that's what it do. Let me write this down. You gotta have the motherfucking reach. Okay, that's what it do. Cause I'm the type of dude, I stick my whole motherfucking face in it. You dig? I get my chin up in that motherfucking. I gotta practice it. Okay, I need to step back a little bit. Maybe step back, get some reach. All right, we're gonna get that one down. So, all right, I think us as men, you dig? When a woman puts out her tongue like that, I think it's kind of like, I don't know. To me, I see it as she might be able to go take all of it. You dig? Not swallow half of it. Nope, she might be able to take all of it. And if I get the bonus, she'll suck eat all of it and then stick her tongue out and rub my motherfucking balls at the same motherfucking time. Some dudes is out there going, I know what the fuck you talking about. I know that bitch. I know her. Yep, dog, jawbone. Yep, jawbone. But let's go over here. We got a caller over here. Let's go over here and check in with this guy right here. He's calling him from Georgia. Let's see if he knows anything because I know there's some peaches down there with some big lips. I'm just saying you can pick which set I'm talking about. Ooh wee, like you wanna. But let's see how Jay Dirty feels about the situation of does lips describe somebody's oral game on a wet Wednesday. What's good, bro? Hopefully it's warm down there, or you got you a cuddle buddy, something. Is it still cold?
Yeah, bro, it's kind of mid-temp right now. And yeah, I got me a cuddle buddy, man. I'm on that whiskey right now. That's my bitch. I'm with it tonight. You know what I mean? But, yeah, as far as the lips thing, man, that ain't got shit to do with no head game, bro. When she's sucking the teeth, that's got a lot to do with the head, and the key to making any blowjob good is no teeth. I don't want to feel no teeth. Hey, don't hit me with the teeth, bro. Like, you could have big lips or small lips. Some bitches don't know what they're doing. They're going to hit you with the teeth. That'll get you elbowed in the top of your damn head. Don't do that. That's a big no-no when it comes to that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, when it comes to that, bro, it's basically, it ain't got nothing to do with the tongue either. It's just, bro, some women just know what they're doing. Like, when I'm about to give them head, I want a bit to play. I want a bit to play hide the dick, man. I don't want to see it no more. Like, bro, I want you to take that bit all the way down your damn throat. I don't want to see it no more. But I want the damn drill to just come out and hit the floor like a putter. Like, I don't want to see it no more. Play hide the dick. You know, that's my favorite damn game to play, bro. Hide the dick. Yeah, play that. Yeah, I don't want to see nothing. You know, if you can't get it all the way down there, then we'll make some alternative. When I penetrate you, I'll make it disappear then. Well, you know, it ain't about the lips or the tongue. It's just, bro, some women just know how to do it. Like, we want all moisture, man. Bro, we don't want no damn teeth, girl. We don't want no dry ass head. No, I want that shit looking shiny like a motherfucking new pair of rims when you get done with it. I want to be able to see my damn reflection in that motherfucker, you hear me? Clean it out, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. You know what I mean, bro? I want you to put it down, man.
I'm going to be like, hey, baby, let's play a sexy game. He's going to be like, what you want to play, daddy? Come on, baby, let's play a sexy game. What you want to play, daddy? Hide the dick.
Oh, really? Now, the question is, can you hide that motherfucker, bro? Can you take the pressure? Can you hide it? Because don't go to goddamn screaming with that bitch, go all the way down there and disappear. I don't want to hear no goddamn screaming, bitch. Can you take the pressure? Because that's all I'm bringing. I ain't about no starting off soft. I go in hard the whole damn time. Can you take the pressure? That's the motherfucking question, girl. Shit. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
I ain't with that. Like, yeah, you know, it's all about pressure, though. Like, when it comes to a damn woman, bro, they want somebody that basically try to murder them while they working. Like, they don't want nobody going out. I guess married people like to make love, but motherfuckers like me, though, we just like to kill it, man. We like to bust one. We like to make the woman bust one. That's it. And then we
oh, my goodness.
Bro, really? I mean, that's all we in it for. Bro, that's all we in it for, girl. I want to make sure that she bugs mine. I want to make sure I get mine off, though. Ain't no damn, ain't none of that waking up to her next morning. No. Damn, we got what the fuck we came for. Now go in there and make me some chicken or something, and you can go on. Like, and I mean, it's no disrespect, though, because some of these women, you know, I still keep in contact with. But, you know, as far as this, man, bro, don't talk to me about that sex shit, bro. I'll tell you what, I had people's minds fucked up out of it, man.
Right.
if I could go to college and get a degree for that shit, I'd be in there right damn now getting a degree in it. Cause I love it. It's like my favorite
subject.
You
would fail, damn it. Yeah, you would fail the class. I'm just saying.
I bet I won't. If it's women's vote, I bet I won't. Shit. What paperwork? If it's women's vote, I bet I won't. Shit. I do class projects and all.
I
do demonstrations.
For the fellas out there. Do you like it when a woman talks dirty to you?
Nah, really, because
she
can goddamn talk, you ain't sticking it right. No, because if that bitch can damn talk while you fucking, then you ain't doing nothing to her. But she can't say nothing when I'm in the dog. That bitch can't even damn speak when I'm in the bra. All she can do is damn bite her lip and close her fucking ass. Like, she can't talk when I'm in the... Now, if you hear these motherfucking dudes going around talking about, yeah, my bitch be talking dirty to me, I'm like, yeah, she can talk because your ass ain't all the way up in there, bro. You that beat nigga. She not trying to run from it. She got time to talk, bro. You not doing what you both to be doing for real. I don't give them no damn time to talk, but she just too damn busy trying to run away from it. Yeah, nah. And I ain't shit, though, bro. You know, but I tell you what, though, I can't never say a bitch damn talk to me while we were fucking. I can't never say that. I ain't shit, but I can't never say a woman damn talk to me while we were fucking. She had time to. No.
What about you? Do you like it when a female talks dirty to you?
Actually, I do. And I talk dirty to her. But Jay Dirty has a very fucking valid point. You dig? She'll try. She'll try. She'll try. She'll
yeah, half a word
out. Trying to get it. She'll be like, oh, you motherfucker, you trying to. Yeah, got your ass.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Say something else.
Give
say
a
another
give
motherfucking
a
word. Say another
give
motherfucking
stutter,
word. Nah, hit that shit again. You dig?
Work, yeah.
But I do like it, you know what I mean? So I'll slow down, let her say what she's going to say. You dig? So I get tired of hearing her talk. You dig? Or she get a little too bossy with like, motherfucker, you can't handle this. What you going to... Yep, okay.
The thing is, though, bro, a lot of the times, bro, I like my bitch to talk dirty to me before we start fucking, dog. Like, I get that shit out of the way. Like, tell me what you going to do to me. And then if you don't do it, I'm going to tell you why you ain't do this. Shit, yeah, to what you tell me. I don't want to just get out there and hear you talk no damn shit, bro, because this shit sound good, dog. Whatever you tell me you about to do to me, I want to see it. Damn the talk, bitch, I want to see. I don't even like talking when I'm about to get in the zone. I don't even like talking. That shit ruined it, man. Because either what I say, she ain't going to feel it, or what she say, I ain't going to feel it. I like to just quit talking and just get it. If you could do the damn talking before and after that, during, it's quiet. All you hear is mushing and squishing and bed springs. That's it.
Okay.
What about the ladies? They're Miss Stallion Baltimore. Switch the question. Turn it on the ladies.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good. I'm good with it. I think that I like it when, you know, because I've fucked with all nationalities. I like it when you talk dirty in a whole nother language. Now, that right there is a turn on.
Slew down my Spanish women. I love them.
That's definitely. But, you know, at some point, is you have aggressive dirtiness, and then you have, to me, sexy dirtiness. When you just telling her how, you know what I'm saying, how soft she is, or you know, how good it is, or then you have that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Ho, you like that bitch? That's to me.
That just sounds like they're getting strong.
To me, that's
you know, that. There ain't nothing wrong with complimenting her, but damn, don't sit there and fucking caress her with it like, oh my God, you so soft. You so. No, man, what? Tell her, yeah, your shit was good.
The thing is, when I was.
Why not, though?
When I was younger, then that rough, dirty talk was on and popping. But as I got older, you know, I'm a woman. I'm a grown-ass woman. So you're not going to talk to me like you would any old bitch off the streets. You know what I'm saying? So now
yeah, and that's the point I was trying to make. That was the point I was trying to make, though. Bro, a lot of these damn women ain't trying to hear you call them bitches and shit no more. They don't want to hear that no more because that'll ruin the mood up quick. That's what I'm saying, though. The best damn thing to do is to close your mouth and let the action talk. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
If we, you know what I'm saying, because I done been, you know, riding somebody and choking the shit out of them at the same time. Some niggas be like,
God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, something like that, you know, something like that. I don't know. It's a lot of women. A lot of women love to be choked.
Yeah, but E, I want to say something though, E, bro. Like, I want to give a damn public service announcement to these women, man. Look at when you riding that dude, man. Like, you know, some damn most of the damn time, bro. It's my rule not for letting busy touch my goddamn nuts, cause I'll faint on them. But at the same damn time, if you riding my dude, bro, just reach back there and play with the nuts while you on there, man. That'll just make the whole experience better for everybody, man. Sit down, just reach back there and play with them while you going to town on your pony, man. You know what I mean? Reach back there and play with them. Watch that motherfucker neck go way back. You know what I mean? And just do that a couple times, man. And just take it easy with them quick goals, though, because them motherfuckers, you touch them, they be like me. You touch them, hey. We're going to have to wait for round two in about 30 minutes. I got to regenerate. You reach back there and tell man, you're going to have to give me some damn recuperation time. I got to go smoke a cigarette and get a little drink. Then we can go for round two. You can do it again after that. It's good.
Oh,
you
know I have a MSA, a monstrous service announcement. Do not listen to Jay Dirty.
Please don't, man. Please don't.
Do not go to Jay Dirty House because you're going to get banged. That's just bang, 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 bang,
bang. Damn way. Shit, you better go to a Motel City. You ain't going to know where the fuck I live in. Who? I ain't going to your house either. I ain't finna have 30 dudes jumping out the bushes beating my ass. You know, we going to the damn Motel 6 and that door locking behind us. Dude. No cell phone, nothing. We gone.
And on that note, I'm going to spend some more music. Jay Dirty didn't know how close he done came to home when he said, go to the Motel 6. You ain't have no motherfuckers trying to talk to me when I'm trying to hit the pussy. You dig? We're going to bring it back in a minute, bro.
Yeah.
For real, for real.
Drop the scene. I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dawg, she was thick but lean. She make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams. And we gon' just live kicked up, you best believe. Now she's that fly chick that's on my sleeve. So she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips. The one you seen in the whip when I'm off and dip. Yeah, y'all said this girl's a gift. And when it came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things get spilt like this when you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, player every stretch. It. And if I catch it in your whip, homie, I'm busting it. Holla. Like we going in, and when we going in, oh, we really going in. And she don't keep none of them disrespectful friends. She's quick to tell them girls hit the turnpike and bend. There ain't no odds and ends, nor is there pots and pans. We going out every night, I cover like I'm the man. She understands when a real king has a plan. Can't have love in your kingdom without your queen's hands. She makes the mood all good for me. House good, smelling good from the big plate of food for me. I can't lie, that's why she'll stay my ride or die. She'll chase them bounties off for bringing around them Clydes. She stays by my side, scraping from side to side. Got me walking with a stride, feeling bona fide. Yeah, I got friends in and out of town, but as long as she's around, I shut the rest down.
I got one more track to spin, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about who got the best head game and why you think so. Monsters Radio, let's do it.
I got a lot of cash.
Oh.
I don't mind spending it.
Do you like the way I flick my tongue or no? Oh no. You can ride my face until you're dripping cum. Can you lick the tip and throw the dick or no?
Can you
let me stretch that pussy out or no? I'm not the type to call you back tomorrow. But the way you wrapping around me is a problem. Ain't nobody trying to save you. Baby, get that paper. Probably got a lot of other bitches owe you favors. Pussy so good, had to save that shit for later. Took her to the kitchen, fucked her right there on the table. She rapping XO to the death. I'm trying to make these bitches wet. I'm trying to keep that pussy wet. I'm trying to fuck her in the fence. I'm trying to
fuck her in the fence. All this gone and all. Show me is you really about your money, girl, and all. Don't play with a boss. Girl, take it all. Take it for a real one. You gon' get it all. Is it really about your money or not? Can you really take dick or not? Can I build another bitch or not? Is you with the shit or not? Oh, no, oh, no. Would you buy for a nigga or not? Would you die for a nigga or not? Would you lie to a nigga or not? Oh, no. Take dick or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with the shits or not? Oh no, oh no. Would you buy for a nigga or not? Would you die for a nigga or not? Would you lie to a nigga or not?
I'ma smoke this joint and I'ma break you off. I'd be lying if I said you ain't the one. All these tattoos in my skin, they turn you on. Not a smoking, drinking, that's the shit I'm on. Heard you not the type that you take home the most. Is we fucking when we leave the club or not? I ain't spending cash for nothing. I wanna see you take it off. I'ma pop this bottle. You gon' give me brain or not? Heard you from the hood. You rep that thing or not? Got a lot of ass. You gon' shake that thing or not? Heard you smoke blunt. You down with paper planes or not? I feel like I'm Tony, you my boss, I'm thinking of the whole world, I'll take
it
out.
You gon' run it for these hundreds, girl, and all. Show me is you really about your money, girl, and all. Don't play with a boss, girl, take it all. Take it for a real one, you gon' get it all. Is it really about your money or not? Can you really take dick or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with the shits or not? Oh no, oh no. Would you buy for a nigga or not? Would you die for a nigga or not? Would you lie to a nigga or not? Oh no, oh no. Can you really take dick or not? Can I bring another bitch or not. Cause you with the shits or not. Oh no, oh no. Would you buy for nigga or not? Would you die for nigga or not? Would you lie to nigga or not? Oh no. Girl, make that ass copy on dollar sign. You already know my money go a long time. I could slide for it like Nelly. I'ma go as far as you let me. Girl, is you sucking me or fucking me or not? Can I bring another bitch to have a threesome? Keep saying you's a freak, you gon' prove it or not? His bitch keep looking at me, she choosing or not? You's a ride or die chick, you with the shit or not? Say you're not a side bitch, you all in or not? Gonna make them eggs cheesy with them grits or not? Can you do it like that on a stick or not?
You gon' run it for these hundreds, girl, and all. Show me is you really about your money, girl, and all. Don't play with a boss, girl, take it all. Take it for a real one, you gon' get it all. Is you really about your money or not? Can you really take dick or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with the shits or not? Oh no, oh no. Would you buy for nigga or not? Would you die for nigga or not? Would you lie to nigga or not? Oh no, oh no. Can you really take dick or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with the shits or not? Oh no, oh no. Would you buy for nigga or not? Would you die for nigga or not? Would you lie to nigga or not? Oh no.
Yeah, you gonna play how the dick or no? Gonna play how the dick or no? You gonna play? Oh no, oh no. I'm like a fucking fool. Somebody's gonna sue me. It is what it is. Monsters Radio, Wednesday, on a Wednesday night. We're here every Wednesday night. We don't only play slow music, we play that sexy shit. You dig? Me, E-Monst, I got Mysterio in Baltimore, and I got Jay Dirty with me. But we're going to make it do what it do. Hit us up if you want to talk about it. 424-243-9649. I still got both of y'all over there. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
that's
over
what
here
they
with
do.
The
that's what they do. So all right. So we're going to get into this thing, seeing that Miss Dahlia in Baltimore going to bring up some stuff. I'm not going to say some bullshit. So there's some people that believe in what she's saying. I don't believe it personally, but it started up a little thing we got going over here. What race got the best head? Somebody had brought up earlier that they heard white girls give the best head. We want to know how you feel about it. Who you think? Is it sister? Yeah. Is it, I guess I should describe, because sisters could be anything, depending on what race you are. You dig? Is it African-American women? Is it Asian women? You dig? Is it white women? I guess I should say European descent women. Italian women. Guyanese. You dig? Some little bush chick that you don't met in Africa somewhere, hiding behind the tree. You dig? Trying to do something strange for a little bit of extra change and root.
Oh, really?
You dig? So we want to know who it is. I'm going to start out and saying I'm going to give my electoral vote to the Puerto Ricans. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm just going to say, man, some women, when they do it, they hold their breath. Some women, when they do it, they act like they don't like the taste of it. But not Puerto Rican women. They try to inhale that motherfucker. I'm just saying, you ever had it where she's going down on you, got the heavy breathing, she's going, oh, like, damn, is this a woman or a grizzly bear? I don't know what it is. She's trying to inhale my motherfucking shit. Yeah, it is. Saying all kinds of funny things to me. Humming my favorite song. I'm just saying that's where my vote goes to.
Well, it also depends on how big it is. I mean, is she good? Is it disappearing in her mouth? As soon as she puts it in, it just disappears, or is there still some left while she's sucking?
Now I have to say I've never been down both them roads. You did, but either way, it's a very, 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 very pleasurable experience. Because even if it don't play candidate, I'm just saying, she gonna keep trying and yak and yak and gag and yak and yak and gag. Your balls gonna be full and all wet while she's trying to get that motherfucker all the way down. You see, she gonna make up a whole new language called. I'm just saying, a whole new language. You did. And then she may take your hands. She may take your hands and put it, both your hands, on the back of her head and ask you to skull fuck her. You ever skull fuck somebody? I'm just saying, that's the motherfucking shit. You did.
Oh, boy.
She rolled over. You did on the back of her head. And you
oh, boy.
Top, skull fuck.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Oh, boy. You did. I'm
oh,
just
boy.
Saying. Make your ass yell out, gracias. I'm just
make
saying.
Eyes pop.
So that's what my vote goes to. That's what my vote would go. You did. We're going to get to Jay Dirty's vote in a moment. But what about you, Mama? What race gives the best head that you may have experienced? Men, though. You I'm not saying you be with women, but I'm just saying you understand where I'm going with it. I'm trying to change
right,
it to, your,
right.
to fit the lady.
As far as men, I would say Hispanic.
Okay.
As far as women, white girls.
Okay.
She said women.
We're not listening to the white girl part. We're just listening.
She said women.
Okay. Can you explain to us why you pick Spanish men?
She like women. Let me go on her page and like her. I'm finna go like her right now.
You had guys and girls on your ass now. But tell us what it is about the Spanish male that got the vote.
Spanish men are very, very freaky. Very freaky.
Describe freaky.
Well, no, what? Let me change that because I don't even like that word, freaky. They are very intimate, I guess what you would say. They make, you know what I'm saying, they make love to the pussy with their mouth. I don't admit, and I say the difference is because I have been with some black guys. That most black guys either don't do it or don't know what they're doing. Hispanics start off at a very early age. That's why they got so many kids. So they start off trying to figure out what to do at a young age. So by the time they hit about 19 or 20, they doing it like they've been, you know what I'm saying, they're about 40 or 50 years old. They on point. So, you know, that's what I can, that's definitely what I can say as far as that part goes.
Okay.
What I need to see is the difference between a yellow nigga and a dark nigga. That's what I need to see. Excuse me, Lord, we're not supposed to be using that. That should be beep, beep, put 2.25 cents in the jar. A yellow man and a dark man.
You're going to keep it international on this motherfucker, you did. Matter of fact, you know what we should do? We should do it where anytime we say that fucked up ass word, we got to give some money to charity. You dig? We're going to make it a long amount because I'm trying to get my shit together and I'm known to fuck up quite a few times every show. I said every show. Don't judge me. Right. Just pray for me. Every show. You dig? But we should give it to some type of charity quarterly. Like one time we should give it to, I don't know, somebody who accepts charity from coming from saying a racial slur.
Yeah.
No, we don't want that. Keep your love, $14. We don't want that. But,
this is the N-word fund. What are you saying? Take this shit.
Yeah, I know, huh? They're going to call you one day to get out of the building.
Yeah.
But okay, so why does, you know, the white girl get the vote?
Because white girls just nasty. It's just nasty in a whole nother, in a good way, in a good nasty way. They just,
Miss
they
Jackson
just be on it.
Right,
I'm just saying, if I could, I mean, this is just me. If you put African American chick in front of me and a Caucasian chick, and they both are beautiful, gorgeous, sexy, whatever, fine. 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna pick the white girl because it's just something about. Ooh, and I love blondes. Oh my god. Okay, on the day dirty.
You over there getting heated? All right. What about you, Day Dirty? You heard our opinion. You dig? What's your opinion?
All right, man, here we go, bro. I'm about to make a lot of motherfuckers roll their eyes and shit because they think they're carrying the torch. But I'm about to go ahead and shut them down because they think they're carrying the torch and shit. Your skin color ain't got shit to do with the way you can suck a dick. I don't give a fuck if you damn black, green, purple, white, yellow, brown. If you can't suck a dick, you can't suck a dick. Your color ain't got shit to do with that. Now, there's certain ethnicities that's willing to do a little bit more in the bedroom, you know, like Stallion said. White girls
right.
are willing to go the extra mile and salute to them. I love my women. You know, hey, you know, yeah. But anyway, it all depends on who you're dealing with. Like, bro, they like it. Believe it or not, bro, you know, a lot of women don't even like to suck dick, man. Bro, they really don't, bro. Right. The reason is, though, a lot of men don't really eat healthy, though, bro. That shit don't taste good, bro. Like, you got to be on point. And, you know, that's what I be telling people when it comes to eating pussy or eating dick. Like, your nutrition can't be all kind of fucked up eating Burger King every damn day. That shit gonna taste all kind of fucked up. Like, if I knew a damn female ate out every motherfucking day, dog, ate sloppy shit every day, I wouldn't put my mouth nowhere near that. Probably wouldn't even fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, damn, everybody, you know, it's all about how, you know, your skin color, dog. Like, when the fuck the skin color starts sucking dick? Everybody wants to talk about black girls get a bad head, white girls get a bad head. Where the fuck skin color started sucking dick? I ain't know that. I thought it was a mouth of a woman. I ain't know that skin color did it. Shit.
What?
It's all about who the woman you're dealing with.
If they went to if they got their SDD and they, you know what I'm saying, they went to SDU, then they're all good. You know what I'm saying? But everybody haven't been to SDU to get the SDD.
I don't know what the fuck that shit mean.
I don't know what the hell that means.
But it sounds
you need
official.
To fill it all in.
Yeah, I don't know what that
means.
Give
me a PSI. Shit, hell.
Let me tell you, SDU is Sucking Dick University to get your SDD, Sucking Dick degree.
Oh.
But you can't learn that shit. Like, the only damn way you can learn how to suck a dick is by doing it. Like, when it comes to that sex shit, you can read all the damn books and watch all the videos you want, but you can't learn how to do nothing until you actually do it. Experience is key when it comes to sex. You gotta have a hands-on experience. Like, I ain't gonna lie, though, when I started out, I was sloppy, man. But I got no damn problem in it. I was a quick getter. You know, sometimes I didn't know where to go with the flow, you know. Yeah, but I practiced, man, and I'm there now, so... I don't even look at it. Like, I love when I started off, though, bro, because that was my learning time, dog. I love that shit. I love to think back about the damn time, because I'd be like, you know, that's when I was coming out, dog. You know, I was coming in the game, bro. It's a beautiful damn thing, because I take all them losses, bro. I love it, though, because it made me the way I am now, though, with it. Like, you got to take losses to learn how to win, bro.
Well, I remember the first time I got my pussy ate, it was the most disgusting thing that I've ever had done in my life. And it was just
because
he
made it.
I mean, I was maybe so. I don't know. No, because I was like 19. But it was disgusting because he came up and he had the stuff dripping from his beard, and I was like, ah, that is so nasty. So,
all right. Hey, I'm about to go ahead and piss off real quick, bro. If you discuss it with your own pussy juices, man, you gotta realize
I was, it was my first experience. I was young, and that was disgusting to me.
19? Shit, at 19, you supposed to know about damn near everything now. At 19?
No. Man. Everybody doesn't, honey.
That's true.
You know what?
I can't argue.
You know what? And honestly, and that's kind of like how the, and I mean, you know, we're just all having fun in games, but that's kind of like how race plays into it a little bit. And I'll tell you what I mean. Let's keep it, or I'm going to tell you from my perspective. I can't tell you to keep it 100. I'll tell you from my perspective. Say, like, growing up in high school, in my high school, right, I went to a dominantly black high school. There was a couple white kids there, girls, guys, whatever. You dig? Up until I left high school, most of the dudes in my school would be like, I'm not eating your pussy. I'll let you suck my dick, but I'm not eating your pussy.
Right.
Now,
right.
The white dudes in the school could damn near have any girl they want to from ninth grade, mm-hmm. whatever. Why? Because they'll tell you, sister, I don't need to have that big meat. I'm going to eat your pussy. At first they did,
right.
Until he do it. Then they realize, nah, he can't shake their motherfucking ass. You dig? Black men, mm-hmm. somehow, some way coming up, we got in our head, we don't eat pussy. You dig?
Right.
Latin dudes, white dudes, young age, they eating
they
pussy.
They own it.
You dig? That's why she's 19, like, what the fuck's the shit in the beer? You dig? Not that she don't like the juice. She was shocked. Because I keep it real, the first time a woman, squirted on me, I told her, what the fuck are you just pissed on me? What the fuck's wrong with you? She's like, I didn't pee on you. Yes, you did. It's all over my fucking stomach. You fucking pissed on me. You dig?
Yeah.
I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
I mean, bro,
you know
I mean? Hear you, though.
So
I hear you.
So that's kind of how it plays into it. Like she said, and Spanish dudes, y'all know it's real. Y'all motherfuckers be 6 years old trying to hit on grown-ass women. Got grown-ass men telling you, where your mom and daddy at? Get up out of here. Get away from my wife. You a little too cute, youngin. You dig? They stop young
but E, check this though, bro. Did over there. I know I love eating pussy just as much as I love fucking right, but I don't get to eat pussy as much as I used to because nowadays a lot of women shit don't smell right. Like I like to get a moist and slap my fingers in there and then try to lick them lick it off. If they don't do it, I'm like, no, there's something in there. There's something in there. There's something wrong with that, bro. You know, just make them smell it first.
What you eat? I mean, it's all about what a woman eats because that
nutrition's important, man. Yeah.
And if you eat a lot of junk food and a lot of nasty, then that's what you're going to taste like, junk food, nasty.
And you know what else
can be? That's why I don't trip when a woman, you know, say she don't want to blow me, whatever, because, dog, I got bad habits. I drink, I smoke. Hell, I eat fast food. Baby, I'm not mad at you, but let's get it in some other way. Shit, you know what I mean? I ain't mad at that because I already know the nutrition thing, God. If you don't like the taste of it, bitch, I'm not going to force you. That's rape. I'm not going to damn force you to go down there. If you don't want to do it, we can just do it some other way. Shit, I'm never mad, bro. Like, I'm never mad at that. I understand it. Like, some people ain't got that understanding, but I understand the game. If you do, you got bad nutrition, a lot of damn times your shit ain't going to taste too damn good. But if you catch a freaking woman that don't give a fuck, that'll go down there and shine the pole, cool, let her do it. If she don't want to do it, don't force a fellas that's rape. You will get a lawsuit on your ass. So just chill trying to force them on down there. They will sue your ass.
Real talk. Jay Dirty said, because I drink a lot, I smoke, I know what it is. He made it sound like she's going to go down, suck his balls, and be like, this tastes like whiskey on the rocks. I think sometimes women today, and this is a PSI for some of y'all out there on a serious note.
Yep.
I'm joking, but I'm this motherfucking serious. Some of y'all should be kind of foul because you motherfuckers wear too tight a motherfucking pants. You dig? Your motherfucking oochie can't breathe worth a motherfucking damn. You dig? Wear a skirt or something every now and then. Wear something else. Get some breathing down there. You dig it? Get hot all motherfucking day. You dig? It is what it is.
Drink some water. Drink a lot of water.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. And, you know, then one of my rules is, though, I don't know if y'all know this or not, bro, but if a woman done been outside for longer than 45 minutes, bro, you better make that bitch take a damn shower before she come do anything with you, dog, because she already got a scent on her. If she been outside for more than 45 minutes, she already got a scent on her. Better go and make her jump in the damn shower, bro. Like, that real. Yeah, you know, if you ever see a woman wearing some Levi's or some kind of damn thick jeans, bro, don't you better make that bitch shower for her. Y'all know damn well you can't wear no damn Levi's in the summertime. Them motherfuckers.
Well, you know what? Yeah, sure. But the thing is about that, you got some niggas that don't care. Because I done, you know, been in a situation trying to get some, like, dude, let me go take a shower. No, don't worry about that. You, nigga,
well,
really?
Well, that's just dudes that ain't got no damn self-discipline. They ain't got no self-discipline.
Are you serious? That's just, like, that just
well,
tell
see,
me
that's
what
one of them.
Yeah,
that's one of them things, baby, where the man ain't got no morals and principles. My principles will not allow me to fuck nothing that ain't been showered recently. I can't do it. My principles won't allow me to do that. Some dudes is just nasty like that, bro. They don't care because they dick think for them. I run my dick. My dick don't run me. I got principles. If you ain't shit, you got a shower before you come to me. I'm not having that. No. That shit ain't about to marinate and come jump out of me. No. You got to go wet it down first.
Don't come out and say, ah!
That's
what he's talking about. Scared
the shit out of
like
you.
A freak to me. That's what he's talking about. I mean, he a freak. That's what he is.
Who that?
His ass a freak. Talking about whoever she's talking about. Talking about, no, baby. You ain't got to get in the shower. And then he talking about some, let me keep your underwear.
No, either that motherfucker got a damn cold where he can't smell, or he just nasty as fuck. Because I'm telling you right damn now, if a woman ain't showered all day, bro, you try to hit something, man, you nasty, bro. Yeah, you know damn well that shit got some scent on it. Get the fuck out of here, man. That's nasty, bro. You a horny little motherfucker. You need to go get some self-discipline on your head, because you nasty, bro. You going to fuck around and start smelling like that shit. Well, quit playing with that.
I guess I got to slap another song in here. And then when we come back, we got somebody over here from the 347. Let's see what they want to talk about. Monstrous Radio. I told you it's not all slow. It's just definitely sexy. It is. Yeah. I know you like this one, Stallion Baltimore.
Phone, too much shipping going on. But while we got this moment of peace alone, girl, we should just get
drunk and fuck, drunk and fuck. And fuck, drunk,
girl, we should just get drunk.
And fuck, drunk, and fuck, drunk, and fuck, drunk.
Life is great when you're naked. You press the gas and I break it. I drink liquor, don't chase it. And I get women, don't chase them. I put a face in the pillow and watch her bite on the blanket. See you tempted to taste it. Get every drop and don't waste it. I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you. The type of dick to make a white girl say, I love that nigga. I hit your Instagram and click like on like every picture. You get it from your mama, will and bring your mama with you. And lock the liquor. Tell her, fuck me like you hate me. You love me, I say, maybe. She say, boy, don't keep me waiting. I say, go down, don't be lazy, yeah. Now that's my baby, that's my baby. She love me from my drive, I love her cause she drive me crazy. What's up?
More rest and sex is all a nigga needs. In a lifetime of stress, trying to put my mind at ease. I'm not looking at the phone, too much shipping going on. But while we got this moment of peace alone, girl, we should just get
drunk and fuck, drunk and fuck.
I don't fuck with them, a hollow tip of fly. I don't have to lie. A lot of people say it in a song just to say it, man. I'm not that type of guy. Get me on a cell. I just might bring you to the city, send you home with stories you can never tell. I'm trying to break you out of your shell. You just turned 21 like Adele, that's good with me. I put my business on hold. Let me turn off the phone. Let's explore the unknown. If you're not drinking with me, you force me to turn up alone. No peer pressure, I just know you like to get in your zone. You say that you'd rather smoke. Well, let me call up Obi's room and tell him roll up a cone. I know he probably got that extra special. I never second guess it. How's Villanova? What classes you taking next semester? And she like, fuck the small talk. I'm not here to discuss extra credit to my professors. No time for funny stories. It's funny how she shows up late but always comes before me. We both young and misguided, but that's another story. Yeah.
More rest and sex is all a nigga needs in a lifetime.
time of stress, trying to put my mind at ease. I'm not looking at the phone, too much shipping going on. But while we got this moment of peace alone, girl, we should just be
drunk and fuck, drunk and fuck.
Wet, wet Wednesday, Monster
we
Radio.
Drunk and fuck, drunk and fuck, drunk and fuck, drunk, drunk and fuck, drunk and fuck, drunk and fuck.
Girls from the 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305, 305
305, yo, them girls want that 305, yeah, 305, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's what it do. Some new plies. That's off of his Purple Heart Eye album called Find You. Right here on Monstrous Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays. Don't forget you can check out our 24-hour stream at monstrousradio.com. You can also come out Ticket Week with me tomorrow at Arnella's as I spin on the ones and twos for the Monstrous Radio Takeover. We're going to take over the club player, and it's going down. So, you know what we're talking about tonight. We want to know, does lip size describe somebody's head game? What's the conclusion we came up with tonight there, Mama, Miss Stallion in Baltimore?
No. That's the conclusion. No.
All right, and then our second question is, which race is the best head? What was the conclusion on that one tonight? Is there one?
On which one?
Who gets the best head?
Yeah, there was a conclusion on that one. Basically, okay. The conclusion on that one was the ones with the most experience, which, in general, if you're talking about eating pussy, then it's definitely in the Hispanic area, in the Caucasian area, because they've been doing it a lot longer. Like you said, there's a lot of black men out here, young black men be like, ew, that's nasty. They don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you know,
right. Why?
Black don't do it, but then you'll find an 18-year-old white male or Hispanic that have been doing it for the past 4 years. I'm just saying.
Right. Well, all right. Well, let's check in with the guy from Takeover Tuesday, Mr. Fly Guy himself. What's good, bruh?
Monstrous Radio, you already know this your boy Flock Gaza calling straight from the BX. Holler at your boy. Man, what a topic. I must say, I gotta say, Puerto Rico, ho! Puerto Rico, ho! Yes, we eat the box, we a beast, that's what we do, you know what I'm saying? Can't lie. You know what I'm saying? That's why they call us Latin lovers. That ain't the only reason why. You feel me? Real job.
Right.
That's why I married one. But yeah, man, you know.
Hey, bro.
On the men's.
So hold on. Tell the rest of the world, what is it about the Punani that makes y'all go so much harder than everybody else? What is it?
Oh, man, it's just the taste, the feeling. The reaction of the woman when you know what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
We whisper that little mira, mira shit. They don't got to know Spanish, but they like that shit, boy. I tell you. I could be saying the worst shit. Honestly, I've tested it out. I could say the worst shit in her ear. She's like, ooh, yeah, speak that shit. And I could be straight disrespecting them. And they still like it. It's facts, man. But yeah, man, ain't nothing like somebody right in your face, man. But you know, you gotta make sure, like my man said, they gotta come straight out the water. If they
right.
don't come out the water, there's a problem. Cause like he said, 45 minutes standing in some tight ass Levi's, shit is not gonna be kosher, man. So all you nasty guys out there just going in the box, smelling like pissing onions, y'all on some neck shit. That's not no Puerto Rican nigga going in that. I'm telling
for real,
you.
Bro,
for real. We'll be like, oh yeah, mira, vete pa'l baño y lávate esa chocha ahora, which means go to the bathroom and wow that shit. You know what I mean?
And if she needs it in
sign language, goddammit, we're going to say it in sign language too. Real. But man, I wanted to call in and make a request. Can I make a request?
Yeah, you can request them.
I wanted to request my man B. Morgan, poke it out, man, for the ladies. He's from the Bronx, you know what I mean? He's doing his thing. He does R&B, and he rap on this track, man. Let's show some love, man. It's definitely, is definitely for the ladies.
Okay, so I'll let's do it like this, bro. We'll do him on our way out because we are like at the end of the show. So we always start out with letting the guests do, you know, the shout outs. Even though this motherfucker feel like family, I'm gonna file his ass on my taxes. Watch, he think I'm playing. you got some shout outs tonight, there, Jay Dirty, Southern Comfort.
Just shout out to the whiskey, bro. Shout out to the fact I'm still breathing, man, and Monsters Radio Pimp already.
That's what it do. That's what it do. So, all right, we'll let the lady from the family go first. What you got for us, Miss Stallion Baltimore?
You know me. I like to shout out to everybody so I don't miss nobody. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Wet Wednesday on Monsters Radio. That's about it. I love y'all so much.
That's what it is. Now she's starting to get monstrously soggy. What you got for us, boss man over there? A Takeover Tuesday, Flock Geyser.
Yeah, you already know, straight from the Bronx. I want to give a shout out to my Theo Macho. You know what I'm saying? Sitting with me in the building right now while I talk my shit. Shout out to the whole Bronx, racked up. Shout out to Boss Bread. Shout out to Zoo or Die. Shout out to my new Obama phone. Yeah, my mama told me you said that I had a Walmart phone, but I'm going to talk to you later about that, E. Mama was listening last night. She called me this morning like, yo, E was talking that Ying Yang twin on the phone. I was like, for real, mama? He tried to say you had an Obama. He said you had a Walmart. She said, call back tonight and correct him. Tell him it's Obama. Obama phone. That's what I got. Shout out to Obama. Shout out to the food stamp center. You know what I mean? I need that. Shout out to my TT and God who made all this happen. You heard?
That's what it do. That's what it do. Hey, you know how I do? I send shout out to everybody that not only likes the posters, the flyers, the links to the show, but that also shared them. Monstrous salute to you.
Right.
Big shout out to everybody that calls in, that's on the line, that's listening in the chat room. Don't forget, we're on tomorrow, Comic Cafe, Urban Therapy. I'm also DJing on the ones and twos for a Monstrous Radio event. Please come out and kick it with me. I'm telling you, this is how we pay the bills around here. I need your ass tomorrow night to come out and kick it. Let's see, anything else I got to put out there? I think that's about it. Hey, don't forget, you guys can check Stallion Baltimore on the handle of Wet Radio. Let them know when they can catch you on that college station over there down there in Texas.
Right on. You can catch me on the Handler Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 11 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. And you can see me. Just go to ustream.tv and in the search put the Handler Radio, and then you can go in and see all of the different episodes, plus see the live one that's going on right there at that moment.
That's what they do. You see her big old beautiful smile. She ain't gonna go for you, but you can see her big beautiful smile. You dig? So I'm on the way up out of here by request. This is D Morgan. It's called Poke It Out. Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesday. Y'all have a good night now. You hear?
Let me see you poke it out. Girl, don't stop. Let me see you twerk it out. Ass like that, you the chick, no doubt. Make a nigga trip from money fall out.
Of course. Girl, you know that your body is so amazing. And I would like to get acquainted. Cause that's the thing you go insane with. Wanna get you all up in my bed. Looking at you, I can tell you're so soft. And I'm getting excited, girl, I'm so hot. I'm on a sex of mama and my mind's right. I can see it now.
Let me see you poke it out. Girl, don't stop. Let me see you twerk it out.
like you ain't got no bones the way you moving your body, girl. I'm telling you, I'm about to kidnap you out of this club. Speeding in my Porsche, back to my fortress, be on it as soon as we get to the crib. Don't wanna go hard, not trying to sweat shit, but they say it ain't tricking if you got it. If that's the case, she can have it. Keep them 20s gone, keep them 20s gone. Just looking at you, I can tell you're so soft. And I'm getting excited, girl, I'm so hot. I'm on a sack of vomit and my mind's right. I see you now.
Show me how you touch them toes. Twist your legs, take a pose. Every time you get so high, it's like I'm seeing Morris Coast. Her name is Candy Apple. I need a saddle with a left cheek and a right cheek, back and forth just like a battle. Got a crease in her apparel, which solidifies a camel. Body of a goddess, trying to get that to my castle. Shorty dollar sign swimming, she do it for a living. It ain't nothing to this business, cause she like to go and get it. See me, I'm straight up pimping. The swag don't have to mention. To you it may be tricking, but to me it's proper tipping. That she
the True Beyond ENT public service announcement. Yo, everybody, we know it's that time of season where we all got to wash our hands and watch out for doorknobs and all that type of stuff because of the germs in the winter season. But I want to say something to all my guys in the music industry. Yo, you got to watch out for these girls with a cold. That's right, I said it, a girl with a cold. Yo, she can give your nuts the head flu. You heard me? Yo, you'll be walking around, your dick be going, achoo, achoo, all day long, trying to go to the bathroom midstream. Achoo! You could just mess up somebody's house. I mean, don't twinkle when you sprinkle. You know how it go, y'all. So I'm telling y'all, watch out for the girl with the cold, because she can give you the head flu. And that has been a True Beyond Entertainment public service announcement. Achoo! Achoo!
Attention, artists of all music genres. Search no more for industry quality beats at a quality price. SoundClick.com/KingsBeats. That's KingzBeats. Featuring trap, soul, hip hop, R&B, and more. SoundClick.com/KingsBeats. That's KingzBeats. Visit today. We may just have something you like. For more information, contact Kings at 850-519-4384. SoundClick.com/KingsBeats. We may just have something you like.
This is your girl Amora, and you are rocking with E Monster on Monsterous Radio.
True Beyond.